da di ra ra da di ra di ra da ra di ra da di da da di ra ra.
And welcome to another scintillating episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm your host, the Reverend Mark Time, and I've got two guests with me today. I got my friends Gary and Gary, who were on the Snap, Crackle, and Pop show the other day. Gary Hobisch and Gary Malika. You guys want to say hi?
Hello there. Howdy.
And they're going to be sitting in. Gary Malika brought his expensive CD collection with him, and Gary Hobisch brought his expensive iPod with him, and we will be kind of plundering the depths of their stuff. But let's get serious here, folks. Let's get serious. What? Oh, let me turn your mics up.
So, and we do mean depths.
Yes. And we're going to be talking about a few guys that died during the week today, because we are one step closer to death, aren't we, folks?
Every step of the way.
On this beautiful morning, I just want to remind you all out there that you're going to die.
Another day older and deeper in death.
So cheer up, though, because you're going to hear a real crazy episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover. And that way, when you die, you'll die with a smile on your face.
Frisco, I needed one more fare to make my night. A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the light. Where are you going to, my lady blue? It's a shame you ruined your gown in the rain. She just looked out the window. She said, 16 Parkside Lane. Something about her was familiar. I could swear I'd seen her face before. But she said, I'm sure you're mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while when she looked in the mirror and she glanced at the license for my name. Smiles seemed to come to her slowly. It was a sad smile, just the same. And she said, how are you, Harry? And I said, how are you, Sue? Through the too many miles and the too little smiles, I still remember you. It was somewhere in a fairy tale. I used to take her home in my car. We learned about love in the back of a Dodge. The lessons hadn't gone too far. You see, she was going to be an actress. And I was going to learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights. I took off to find the sky. something inside me to drive a princess blind. There's a wild man, wizard, he's hiding in me, illuminating my mind. I've got something inside me, not what my life's about, 'cause I've been letting my outside tide me over till my time's run out. Baby's so high, she's skying. Yeah, she's flying, afraid to fall. I'll tell you why baby's crying. 'Cause she's dying. Aren't we all? There was not much more for us to talk about. Whatever we had once was gone. Oh, I turned my cab into the driveway, past the gate and the fine trimmed lawns. She said, we must get together. But I knew it'd never be arranged. And she handed me $20 for a $2.50 fare. She said, Harry, keep the change. Well, another man might have been angry. And another man might have been hurt. But another man never would have let her go. I stashed the bill in my shirt. And she walked away in silence. Strange. You never know. But we'd both gotten what we asked for a long, long time ago. You see, she was going to be an actress. And I was going to learn to fly. She took off for the footlights. I took off for the sky. And here she's acting happy inside her handsome home. And me? I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips and getting stoned. I go flying so high when I'm stoned. When I'm stoned.
Yes, it's a beautiful morning, isn't it, folks? No, hold on, I didn't...
Good, beautiful morning to you.
We heard William Shatner from the Dinosaur Show, something that my good friend Gary Mollick here brought up with him, but I happen to have the MP3 of that. Lots of fun. We're listening right now to Francis Lai. You might want to write that down there, Gary.
Why, you haven't told me the title yet.
It's called... Hold on. It's called Early Morning.
And it is.
And it's, hold on. Yeah, it is a Francis Lai original. So anyways, yeah, you are listening to the Sunday Morning Hangover. Boy, we had quite a party last night, didn't we, guys?
Oh, your head.
Today's hangover is quite real.
Yeah, and I want to thank everybody that might be awake listening. I'm sure that if you went to my party, you might not be awake. But what am I meandering about? You know, I'm still trying to get it together, but I just wanted to put a big shout out there to my good friend Lane, DJ Mr. Boy, who does a show here on KWVA, and one of my favorite listeners, because he always calls up, tells me how much I'm cheering him up. So I have a song for you, Lane. This I think you will really, really enjoy, and I want you to listen to the last word in this song. It's very important.
She left her neighborhood in which everyone was filthy rich. She left her parents' home and strayed with a vagabond who made vows of love she'd never heard, and she believed his every word. She left no forwarding address, just took her youth and happiness, as with the boy she vanished in the secret sweetness of their sin. A young girl of 16, child of springtime still breathes, lying here by the road. He told her love demanded space, so they roamed from place to place. Although she realized she'd sinned, she threw caution to the wind as she followed him around, while he slowly dragged her down. So overpowering was her love, that it had made a captive of the young girl's heart and soul and mind. In other words, love drove her blind. A young girl of 16, child of springtime still green, lying here by the road. Too much emotion for a girl, she let her heart become her world. But worlds that God has never wrought fall asunder, we are taught. Had she been wiser, she'd have known she couldn't feed him love alone. She should have known the day would come when he would quit her just for crumbs. He needed fresh new meat to carve, and left her heart, soul and mind to starve. A young girl of 16, child of springtime, still green, lying here by the road. Dead.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jilly loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. About you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. The PTA, Mrs. Robinson, won't okay the way you do your thing. Ding, ding, ding. And you'll get yours, Mrs. Robinson, fooling with that young stuff like you do. Boo, hoo, hoo. You say, hey, hey, hey. Well, have you heard, Mrs. Robinson? Mine is fine as wine, and I should know. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey. Robinson. Keep them cards and letters coming in, Robin, baby.
All right. We just got some bad news here on The Hangover.
It's sad.
It's really sad. One of our listeners called in. I want to thank him very much. I'm not going to mention his name because, you know, might get in trouble for divulging such important information, but he said there was a rumor that William Shatner died overnight, that William Shatner died of a horrible heart attack in his bathroom. What are you laughing at over there? Well, Shatner's the greatest, man. What's wrong with you?
You got no shame, man. You got no shame at all.
Got no shame.
You know, you got to think about William Shatner and his body of work. It was really incredible, starting off with shows like Twilight Zone and that movie where he was chained to the black guy. What was that called? The Defiant Ones?
That was Tony Curtis.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm mixing up the chained to the black guy movies. There was two of them.
Well, my favorite was Go Ask Alice, where that was the big teenage 60s drug movie where the young girl found dead.
Yeah.
And he played Dad.
And also, I know that you, Armin Hammer, you might have some fond remembrances of William Shatner as well.
20,000 feet. The beast at 20,000 feet, man.
That's right.
I still have nightmares.
If William Shatner had died after that Twilight episode, he still would have gone down.
There's somebody on the wing!
As one of the greatest actors in modern history.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
He would still be remembered.
Of course, you know, we could talk about T.J. Hooker and Star Trek.
Well, we could.
And we could talk about Boston Legal. We could talk about the Priceline commercials. And we can talk about those great records that he did, like Mrs. Robinson.
I heard that they're still going to run those Priceline commercials like they're still running those Billy Mays commercials.
But William Shatner will be missed, if this is indeed true that William Shatner has died.
We have not been able to confirm.
So what we're going to do is we're going to be monitoring this story and seeing if William Shatner did indeed die or whether it's a horrible rumor perpetrated by somebody that listens to the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm not sure, but that's what we're hearing. And in honor of William Shatner's passing, if he did die, we're going to play one more song by the great, late William Shatner.
While I've been traveling my life, I've had my ups and downs. And what I've discovered is that love is the only thing that's really important. But it takes a lifetime to learn how to love. So, I started out early wondering whether I could love. What kind of fool am I who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only one that I've been thinking of. What kind kind of man is this? An empty shell. A lonely cell in which an empty heart must dwell. What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love, that left me alone like this? Why can't I fall in love like any other man? Maybe then I'll know what kind of fool am I. What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love, that left me alone like this? Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am.
Crossing the highway late last night, he should've looked left and he should've looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven.
You know, all the great ones are dying. Isn't that right, guys?
Today is a good year to die.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you just tuned in, but we're kind of trying to follow the rumors that William Shatner had died. Are you guys hear any more over there since the last time we talked? No?
No, phones have been kind of quiet on the subject.
Yeah, nobody's calling in.
People are shocked. They're just shocked.
People are just shell-shocked. Hey, I've got to do a read. So, anyways, before I tell you what we're listening to, we heard Loudon Wainwright III, Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road. That's dedicated to you, Bill Shatner. And Bill Shatner doing What Kind of Fool Am I? Oh, hold on.
There we go.
KWVA. Have you heard anything about the William Shatner death rumor? Oh, Lane, I want to put you on the air. Hang on a second. Hold on. Okay, we got a caller that, let me see if I can get him on the air. Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, I think so. I can hear you. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, this is the incredible Lane of the Lane and Kara Show.
Hey, Lane.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Lane.
That's nice. Thanks.
So, Lane, what have you heard about the rumor that William Shatner is dead?
I've heard nothing, sir. I heard you guys talking about it, so I went online. I have a computer with internet capabilities, and so I consulted my computer, did some Googling, and found nothing about the William Shatner.
Okay,
we
got a
scoop. Seems to be okay.
Well, it's Sunday morning. Maybe the people doing the websites haven't woken up yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's possible.
You know how the news is. Sometimes Bush would leak stuff late on a Friday so that it didn't hit the news till Monday. You know?
Yep.
So.
Hey, I got a quick question, Mark.
Yes, yes.
Kara wants to know if you have a Sunday morning hangover.
I sure do. Oh, my goodness. You know what it was? It wasn't the wine I was drinking at the party. It was the stuff I was drinking at the Scandinavian festival that we went to yesterday. That stuff, really. Hey, how come you didn't join us at our table?
Dude, we got lost. We saw you guys walking by, and we were headed the other way to see what was happening, and we just totally got lost. And then it didn't take long before we were all in a sugar coma from all that sweet stuff.
Yes,
festival of fried dough.
Yes,
well, we were able to we went to the beer garden, and we were able to commandeer a table from the Junction City High School class of '74. We just took it over.
Anyhow, I want to thank you and Kara and Bettina and your other friend, I forgot his name, he's on the air here on Tuesday night.
Daniel, yeah.
Daniel, and just want to thank you for attending the party at my house yesterday and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, man. We had a great time. It was really great to come to the place and good way to spend the Sunday, Saturday, I should say.
Thanks for filling us in on the death of William Shatner. I really appreciate all the information.
That was really, really useful information. Yes. We appreciate it.
All right, Lane, we'll see you on the radio.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Anyways, where were we? Well, yeah, we were talking about the death of William Shatner and whether or not it happened or not. If anybody has any more information, feel free to call us here on The Hangover. Now let's talk about dead people some more. We're playing right now Billy Lee Riley. Gary?
Billy Lee Riley.
And
this is Billy Lee Riley. This is a rarity. This is a whole album you did for Mercury about 1964 of nothing but harmonica instrumentals of Beatles songs. This is Ringo's theme, which... you changed it. You said the next song,
yeah,
this is...
The next one.
And when I tell you which song, I should have known better.
Yeah.
And there's actually two parts on this. But Billy Lee Riley died, was it last week?
Yeah.
And Billy Lee Riley was one of the original Sun session guys who actually was able to put some records out on his own, doing things like Flying Saucers Rock and Roll.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because we have the incredible Arm & Hammer here with that queued up. So why don't we just play that? All right? Hit it.
Stop me dead.
okay, besides William Shatner dying, and besides Billy Lee Riley dying, another rock and roll star died this week. It was Les Paul. Well, he wasn't really a rock and roll star. You guys want to?
Well,
he was named after that guitar model.
Yeah. After the guy that like popularized electric
so
guitar. I mean, without Les Paul, we wouldn't have had guys like, who's the guitar player for Styx?
Do they have one?
Yes, Les Paul, the guy that ruined rock and roll. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
By that measure, he also ruined the whole multi-track recording system. He's the guy who invented synchronized multi-track recording.
Right, which I think ruined rock and roll. I liked it when they hung one microphone and the band just wailed, you know?
Blame it on him.
Yep, all Les Paul's fault. No, seriously, folks. Les Paul died this week. He was 105.
94.
Oh, I'm sorry. And oh, wait. Is the record skipping? Oh, I love when this happens. Did you guys know that Les Paul invented the tape loop? You didn't know that? Now, this is an early Les Paul tape loop piece.
This is one of his unreleased experiments.
This is proof that this show comes to you largely on vinyl, folks.
Hold on, let me fix it. There we go, that's better.
Quite a tribute.
Yeah. Anyways, Les Paul died.
Les Paul is smiling down on you right now.
Yes. So let's play a real Les Paul song. What is it we're going to hear, Armin?
This is Les Paul and Mary Ford, Alabama Down.
Hit it.
I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging around. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all the words. We'll put my tootsies in and out of burbers. Just hear that choo-choo sound. Know that soon we're gonna cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go. I'm Alabama bound.
Yes, all the good ones are dying. Les Paul, Billy Lee Riley.
William Shatner.
They're all dropping like flies. Yep. And the Reverend Mark Time on the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Is Michael Jackson still dead?
Yes, he's dead too. And so is Ed McMahon and Gary Hobisch. No, Gary Hobisch is still alive.
I'm right here.
Yeah, I thought you were dead for a second, Gary. Well, we're doing a tribute to all the dead celebrities that have died this week. And you know, because we're very saddened about the death of William Shatner here on the Hangover.
If it's true.
Yeah, if it's true. If anybody knows, give me a call here. And we're going to talk about one more guy. Gary Hobisch, you've had a close encounter with Jim Dickinson, haven't you?
Yeah, I did I mastered a record last year for Birdman. It was a collaboration between Sonic Boom and Jim Dickinson that had been in the vaults for a couple of years unfinished. It was finished up last year, came out on on Birdman Records, Captain Memphis meets Spectrum, and we'll hear a track from that in a minute, but I think the other Gary has some more...
Yeah, fill us in as to
some more Jim Dickinson
who Jim Dickinson was and why he's so important.
Jim Dickinson was a crazy Memphis person who was doing rock and roll. What was his band, the Neutrons?
Yeah.
Out of Memphis, like, since the mid-60s, he's also a member of the Dixie Flyers, which backed up a lot of soul artists. He had, was a producer, piano player.
Put out a terrific record on Atlantic, Dixie Fried.
And if you know nothing at all about him, you do know him because he played piano on Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones. Also did a lot of production of everybody from Tav Falco's Panther Burns to Aretha.
He was involved with Big Star, too, right?
He played piano on the Big Star songs.
And produced their third album.
Also, he produced The Birds, right?
No, that was Jim Dickinson.
Oh, sorry.
Get our Jim D's mixed up.
I thought it was Jimmy Dean. Didn't he do Honeycomb?
No, he produced Sausage.
No, he did the Sausage on a Stick wrapped in pancakes.
And what else? So Jim Dickinson died the other day. And
he just died.
And so we're going to play a track by him.
Yeah, this is a track called Till Your Mainline Comes from Spectrum Meets Captain Memphis. And the album is called Indian Giver.
All right, here we go.
The guitars of August are silent. Football jamboree passes in the night. Indian summer comes and goes, and it's banjo burning time down in Dixie. We are dinosaurs from the past. Thank you very much, ladies and germs. Now the band is gonna play a little number you're not gonna like, titled Papa Can't Fly His Kite No More, 'cause mama won't give him no tail. No, it ain't but a little bit stirred up. The whole world is a lie about a spoonful. The thing that followed me here from Texas is standing at the door. Whispers in the unknown tongue as once again the dreaded predator swings through the trees of my paranoia and out across Catfish Bottom, out where the bullfrog gets his water. The goat boy dances in the mist just over the next gruesome dawn and out on what forgotten morning. This might not be the real thing, but it's a damn good imitation. Now step right up, step right up. They're real, they're alive. It's Lonnie and Donnie under the big top. Talk to them and they talk back. They're real. They're alive. Lonnie and Donnie. Billy Joe Montana from Butte, Montana. He rides the walls of death.
wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
The way your smile just beats, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams.
No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never, never meet again on that bumpy road to love.
But I'll always, always keep the memory of
the way you hold your knife,
the way we dance till three,
the way you changed my life. Hey, no, they can't take that away from me.
No,
no, you can't take that away from me.
They're all dying like flies. You know, guys like...
Yeah, Frank's dead too, isn't
Frank
he?
Frank Sinatra, he's dead, and Billy Lee Riley, and Jim Dickinson, and Les Paul, and oh yes, the great William Shatner. I don't know, we haven't heard anybody confirm those rumors yet.
You mean they might not be true?
They might not be true. We might actually see him tonight on Boston Legal. Anyway, we're listening to a very strange, who is this? How do you pronounce this guy's name? I'm not Italian.
Ennio Morricone.
Ennio Morricone. Happening. A track called Preludio alla Prima Mogi from Barbaloo Babaloo You Bluebeard. Or something like that. Before that, we heard what I thought was going to be Sammy Davis Jr. singing Mr. Bojangles, but it turned out to be that other song. You guys got to help me. I'm way hungover.
They can't take that away from me.
With Frank Sinatra
and Bono.
And some chick. Or something. I don't know. I forgot where I was going to go. Oh, yes. Yes. Like I said, we're kind of reeling from this party we had last night. And all of my friends were there. Yes, all of my friends were right there. Weren't they? Oh, recue it. Could you recue that?
Okay.
Do it again.
Okay. You ready now?
Yes, I'm ready now.
Okay, here we go.
My big day. It was the biggest day of my life. It was the summit of my long career. But I fell so down and I drank too much beer. The management said that I shouldn't appear.
I walked out onto the stage and started to speak. The first night I'd missed for a couple of years, I explained to the crowd and they started to cheer. And just when I wanted no one to be there, all of my friends were there. Not just my friends, but their best friends too. All of my friends were there to stand and stare, say what they may. All of their friends need not stand. And I parted my hair and gave the impression that I did not care. But oh, the embarrassment, oh, the despair. Came the day, helped with a few large glasses of gin. I nervously mounted the stage once again, got through my performance and no one complained. Thank God I could go back to normal again. I went to that old cafe where I had been in much happier days. All of my friends were there, and no one cared, say what they may. All of my friends were there, not just my friends, but their best friends.
Here we go. All right, for once I have absolutely nothing queued up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a record that Mr. Gary Malika picked up the other day. And this one, again, is dedicated to my both of my friends named Lane.
Make a picture one for your wife. So for my personal part of you, get an ugly girl to marry you.
A pretty woman makes her husband look small, and very often causes his downfall. As soon as he marries her, then she starts to do the things that will break his heart. But if you make an ugly woman your wife, you'll be happy for the rest of your life. An ugly woman cooks meals on time, she'll always give you peace of mind.
If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you.
Face is ugly, her eyes don't bat. Take it from me, she's a better catch.
If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, now make a pretty one for your wife. So for my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you.
Say, man, hey, baby, I saw your wife the other day. Yeah, she's ugly.
Yeah, she's ugly, but she's okay, cook, baby. Yeah,
on the inside track, the Ohio Express. All aboard!
Van won't wear off as the day wears on. Van won't wear off as the day wears on. Van gets you through the longest day. Van has as the day wears on.
Travel with Van's spray deodorant, cause it goes nonstop. Van won't wear off as the day wears on.
Van gets you through the longest.
Yeah!
That was quick hour, wasn't it, guys?
Already? My gosh and golly.
Time flies when you're having dead.
You guys might think that this is a bunch of us messing around the studio, but this is a show called The Sunday Morning Hangover. This is the Reverend Mark Time with my friends Gary Malika, Gary Hobisch, and we're having fun here on Sunday morning here on KWVA Eugene. This song by, who is this? The Neil Norman and his Cosmic Orchestra is dedicated to the great, late William Shatner, dead of a heart attack.
How old was he?
At the age of 79. Yes, you got it. All right.
And there's your proof.
Yes.
There's your confirmation right there.
Right.
Two sources.
Stay tuned for side two of the Sunday Morning Hangover.